Why don't you turn to the person next to you and say, they look lovely this morning. Am I doing something wrong? All right, Royce. Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a great privilege and honour to be here. Thank you to Pastor Julie, basking in the sun over there, it looks like. And as Steve said, we pastor a church in Batemans Bay called Cross Central, and my wife is preaching this morning. We're finishing up a series in Exodus. We've just been doing a series through Exodus, and then next month we're doing a series in Galatians, which I believe you guys have just come out of Galatians, so we're following you guys. And so that's wonderful. What should I say? I'll just put a just checking my emails.
Did we send that one
through? Yeah. Okay, good. What I want to speak on this morning, and hopefully encourage us all with, is an incredible truth. And this truth is deep, and it's profound, and it is, it has the capacity to elevate us to new spiritual dimensions. How many want that? Yeah, I want that. Because sometimes we come to church and with the guest speaker, we hope and pray that he's got a word. Roy said to me, got my guitar, I want to sing a song for you a little bit later. So thank you to Royce and the team. He said, have you got everything you need? You got your guitar, you got your water, and then he said, have you got a word from God? That's a good reminder, right? Because we can have everything else, right, and miss the most important thing. It's like going out on a holiday and you got the car packed and then you forget the key to the car. And so what I want to speak on this morning, and again, hopefully will encourage us, is the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Because this is why we gather. Amen? This is why we're here. If we've got visitors here, I'm sure you would have come to church knowing that, that the church is the body of Christ, and we gather in the name of Jesus. And hopefully we understand and we know that the name of Jesus isn't like a magic incantation that we'd say, like Jesus. The name of Jesus is the most powerful name in the universe. Scripture says, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. And so a couple of things if you're taking notes this morning. Number one, the name of Jesus is powerful. It is powerful. The name of Jesus, it says in the Gospels, that when Jesus sent out the 70, they came back and they were amazed because they said even the demons trembled at the name of Jesus. It's interesting that, you know, of all the curse words. Yep. Do you know? Yep. You listen to general vernacular, and up the top, oftentimes, is this name, which we hold dear, but it seems like part of the purpose of the enemy would be to dilute the power that is in this name. But for us as Christians, it's important for us to again remember that the name of Jesus is powerful. We have three daughters, and they're all grown up now, but when they were young and going to school, Joe and I told them, if when you go to school and you feel scared and you feel maybe somebody's bullying you, just say the name of Jesus. Not as a magic sort of spell, but as a reminder that he is with us. That in the midst of what we're going through, right, the one who created the universe is union with us. And so in that name, in that powerful name of Jesus, what we might be facing at this moment, because how many know that no matter how good we look on a Sunday, we're all facing something, right? We're all facing something. And so the name of Jesus to be remembered again today, the name of Jesus is powerful. When Peter and the apostles were coming out of the temple in Acts chapter 3, I think it is, there was a lame man begging for alms. And they said, silver and gold we do not have, right? But what we have we give to you freely. And what did they say? In the name of Jesus. The powerful name of Jesus. Get up and walk. And the miraculous happened. I think it's important for us again this morning to again remember and again come back to this truth that the name of Jesus is powerful. I find myself, the weakest I feel is when I forget that the name of Jesus is powerful. Not my power, his power. And so whatever we may be facing this morning, this week, let us again remember the name of Jesus is powerful. Second thought this morning, is that the name of Jesus is our protection. Send shivers. The name of Jesus is our protection. Our scripture says this, that the Lord is our strong tower and our refuge. That we live in a world that is very, very dangerous, very, very dark, and we see around us that there is great need and great tribulation. And so in these times of uncertainty and in these times of unrest geopolitically and you know, even in our own community, where do we find protection? And I often comment on this, because the rain falls on both the wicked and the righteous. Amen? So just because we follow Jesus doesn't preclude us from the difficulties of life. Yeah? We don't live in a bubble. The same things that happen to ungodly people happen to godly people. Bad things happen to good people, just like good things happen to bad people. It's just the nature of the world that we live in. But the question would be, when difficulty comes and when suffering happens, where is our protection? Where is our foundation? Where is our strong tower? And when I say protection, I mean this. I mean that Jesus doesn't stop anything bad from happening to us. But rather, when we call on the name of Jesus, we recognize that Jesus is present with us and is going through what we're going through with us. How do I know that? Because the cross of Calvary says to us that this is the place where God revealed his love, that he gave of himself, that he entered into the most horrific, the most traumatic, the most horrifying trauma. He entered into that and transformed it, because on the third day he rose again. Oftentimes we think Jesus is our protection, therefore nothing bad will happen. Well, that's a different interpretation of scripture. It's a very surface level understanding of protection. Jesus comes to show us that whatever darkness we go through, with him in us, He is able to transform that to bring about glory to God. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Right? Because I would posit to us this morning that some of the deepest lessons we've learned spiritually, some of the deepest things that God has revealed to us haven't been on the mountaintops, have been in the dark places. Amen? Yeah. It's one thing to read Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It's another thing to actually go through something in life, actually go through a breakup, actually go through some sort of diagnosis or something difficult where you've gone, Jesus, please be with me. And in that moment, we sense the presence and protection of Jesus. Can I encourage us again this morning, church, that not only is the name of Jesus powerful, but the name of Jesus is our protection. Because I don't know about you, but me, I like to rely a lot on my own ability to protect me, right? My own intellect or my whatever it is. And I've found time and time again that the things that I used to be able to do, I can't do anymore. Right? The strength that I once had, I don't have anymore. Right? The thoughts, so everything that is in me sort of one day falls apart. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the wonder and the beauty of his presence is that in Jesus we have protection. And it doesn't stop us from aging. Rats. Right? Doesn't stop us from, but it does remind us, right, that ultimately the life we live here, Jesus promises us life and life abundant, and in him there is protection to know that what happens in this realm does not finish, and that we enter into the realm of eternity under the covering of the blood of Jesus. That we are protected because of Jesus. The name of Jesus, number one, is powerful. The name of Jesus, number two, is our protection. And the name of Jesus gives us peace. Gives us peace. You know, if there's one thing that is missing in our current society, 2025, technologically advanced, chat GPT, AI, electric cars, right? We live in one of the most amazing epochs of human history, where you can literally dial up any song from any era you want. When we were young, you had to wait on the radio and then had to be released at the shop. And now you can just, everything's at our fingertips. And it's interesting that in a world and a time where there is so many options, so technologically advanced, there are so many wonderful new toys and sharp, shiny things to grab our attention. In this world, there is so much lack of peace. We see this time and time again, people struggling with anxiety, and people like this. It just seems like more and more there is need for us to remember that in the name of Jesus, this is where we find our peace. In fact, Isaiah says this, for us, unto us a child is given. Yeah? Right? For unto us, on his shoulders shall be the government. Right? Right? And it talks about the name of Jesus being the Prince of Peace. There's a reason why Scripture says in Psalms, be still and know that I'm God, because there's peace in knowing that. We live in a world that's so frenetic. Got to get here, got to get there. Just driving here today, there were I went past two ambulances and a police car on a Sunday morning. So much going on. And I'm not saying that we deny or not, but we recognize that in the midst of that, in the midst of all the things that are going on, there is peace in the name of Jesus. 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 Remember that story when the disciples and Jesus are crossing the sea and a storm rises up? And the disciples get scared. And where is Jesus? And sometimes we read over this. These are hardened fishermen. I've been watching a bit of Deadliest Catch at the moment. You know, in the Bering Sea. I love, you know, they're catching crabs. Right? So the fishermen in the story are fishermen. Like, they're not just, like, this is what that blue-collar, hardcore, like Stephen is, right? Going out 4 o'clock in the morning, right? These are hardcore, these are men's men. Right, and in the midst of this storm, this type of storm, where do we find Jesus? Asleep in the boat. Why? Because in the midst of the storm, he is the Prince of Peace. And the reminder for us this morning, and just the, again, coming back to this truth, that in the midst of our storm, in the midst of what we're going through, what you're going through, what I'm going through, in the midst of this, we have in our life, in our boat, in our hearts, the Prince of Peace. You know, my daughter often says to me, when I'm going through difficulty, she goes, she says, "Dad, you preach about this stuff. You preach about trusting." Right? Not when. So she tells me this at the kitchen table. Not while I'm mic'd up on stage, because on here I look good, right? Like I'm preaching it, right? I'm preaching it, right? But when I'm sitting at the table and, you know, stressing out and going, oh, I'm freaking out, my daughter says to me, "Dad, you preach about all this all the time. Now you got to live it." And in that moment, here's all I can do: Jesus. The name of Jesus brings me back to this truth that in him there is peace, that in him there is protection, that in him there is a power that is the most powerful power source on the planet. It's Jesus. Now, some of us here may be saying, "Yeah, well, that's all right for you. You know, you don't know what I've gone through." And it's true, but I would hopefully encourage us just to take one step, not the whole, you know, but it's almost like the invitation of the Holy Spirit is not just to come on. The invitation of the Holy Spirit is just to taste and see. Just taste and see that the Lord is good. And so Jesus is powerful. Jesus is our protection. Again, reminder this morning. Jesus is our peace. And can I say, these things, they're three P words. but they're not, if I can say this, they are practices. None of us have the full understanding of what it means to have Jesus as our protection. Right? We practice this, right? The greatest sportsman or singer or whatever, it's interesting that no matter what heights they get to, they still practice. And so these things that we talk about at church, these things that we talk about from Scripture, and they're spiritual practices that we never master. We will always be amateurs. Professionals built the Titanic. Amateurs built the Ark. Right? Right? So this, you know, what we're talking about, Jesus being our protection, we have to practice this. When we talk about Jesus being powerful, we have to practice and come back to this wonderful truth that he is our peace. It's almost like in the middle of the storm, we have to be reminded that Jesus is our peace. And so I'm not, hopefully I'm not putting a heavy weight on us. Hopefully it's just a reminder that these are the truths that we find in this name. In this name of Jesus. And then the fourth thing this morning is that we are to proclaim this name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
We are to proclaim the name of Jesus. Why? Because I think many people either forget or have not heard the truths that we're talking about this morning. That people are finding strength and power in different things. And we know and we will find out that whatever else we look to will always fail compared to the second person of the Trinity. His name is Jesus Christ. And so the proclamation that you and I are called to do is to tell people about Jesus. And can I just say this? It's like the way I share Jesus with people will not be the way you share Jesus with people. This is the beautiful thing. That Jesus calls you to be you, and he calls me to be me. Some of you make a really good banana cake. I don't know. I'm just making it up now. But what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, the way we proclaim Jesus may not necessarily be with a microphone and a guitar. Like this is what I want to do tonight. The way we proclaim Jesus might be a phone call or might be a bit of cake to the next door neighbor. You know the story of Zacchaeus up the tree? That's an interesting story, isn't it? Because Jesus never preached anything to Zacchaeus. You read the story. So the story goes, a short man climbs up a tree. And the way Jesus proclaimed like the truth of the gospel to him, today, coming to your place for lunch. Hey, that's my way of preaching the gospel. I like that's a good one, eh? Just walk up to some rich businessman and go, hey, I'm coming to your place for lunch. Right? So the proclamation of the gospel, because this is what can happen a lot of times, is that when the preacher says proclaim the gospel, we think we've got to go out with tracts and stand on the corner. Now, if you're called to that, amen. Go for it, brother. Go for it, sister. But many of us aren't. So what are we to do when it doesn't look like that? Can I encourage you today that Jesus wants to move through you the way you are to the people that are in your world? Hallelujah. So then it doesn't look like... The Bible says this, God's glory is manifold, which means it has many dimensions. It's not just, the danger for us is, we think we have to be like Pastor Julie or we have to be, no. The Bible says that pastors and teachers are to equip the saints, right, for the ministry. This isn't the ministry, like the proclamation of the gospel is the ministry. And so the name of Jesus is to be proclaimed, and the invitation for us today is to speak Jesus over our families, to speak the name of Jesus over our neighborhoods and over our schools, as you prayed for today, to speak the name of Jesus into our communities. Because there is no other name but the name of Jesus, right? By which men shall be saved. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. I'd like to thank Royce and the team, because I came in this morning because I just felt to sing a song this morning, and I gave Royce and the team an exam. It was a spot exam. And Royce and the team, Royce and his wonderful team, were more than capable and more than rose to the task. So thank you, Royce. Thank you, team. Yeah, give him a hand. Oh, yeah, there you go. Nice one, Royce.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, because I know there's peace within His presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, I know there's freedom in it, Jesus. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. When I'm captive by oppression, I speak Jesus. Your name is power.
Jesus from the mountain, Jesus.
'cause I know there's peace within His presence. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Can we stand and sing? Shout Jesus. Break every stronghold.